what there is to be said of home. Dizzied by the whirl of crowds on sidewalks, seen through windows, reflected in mirrored columned walls, I drink, I eat, I mull and fret, I yearn. Little lulled by homely music softly playing beneath sonorous strains of Spanish, beautiful tongue, not yet quite my own, but now not strange to me, not wholly foreign. I sneak sidelong glances, I peek, I stare, and I almost always feign indifference, a pseudo-cosmopolitan air. I am quiet and excessively polite, not yet knowing how to be rude in this still stiff idiom. And I am ever intensely lonely, hungry for a caressing offhand phrase, or only a stray familiar word, hardly heard, whispering all there is to say of home.